This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People have started second-guessing the Meghan Markle interview and its effectiveness. I've already talked about Markle. Is that her name? Markle, right? I'm thinking of Angela Merkel of Germany. Two very different women. One very, very white. Anyway, Meghan Markle and the big backfire with Harry and Markle. And here's the thing. I think most people in the world are going, how do you complain? Look, the world is not so fair that just because you become royal, you know, a theoretical royal, that everything's going to be perfect. Life just, as the old saying goes, life sucks, then you die. Now, most of us, we get around that by saying, you know what, we're going to find pleasure in things around us. If you're really smart, you do that. You take the ordinary and you make it great. I got to tell you, my 14-year-old son drives me crazy, but I love hugging that kid. You know, especially when he thinks he's in big trouble. I say, get over here and give me a hug. He's like, all right. You know, because he's growing up, and I told him, you can't cry about everything. Now you got to start handling things with your words. And so, you know, I get after him. The other day I got after him. He goes, Dad, I got to tell you, I feel like you nitpick me. And I said, I do. I go, you know why I nitpick you? So that you will do things thoroughly when you're an adult. You will remember these things and go, I hate being nitpicked. And you do things right. I go, what do we call it? I call it closing the loop. You take out the milk. One time he took out the milk, poured his cereal, left the cereal where it was, left the milk out, about 3/4 of a gallon, and it spoiled. And the next morning I bring him down. I go, now this was a while back. He's closing the loop. But I go, why? Look at this. This is how you left it. Now what happens if you get your bowl, get your cereal, put the milk back in, put your cereal up, and enjoy your cereal? What happens? Are we having this conversation? Of course not. He feels nitpicked. I do nitpick you because I want you to finish what you start. And he gets it now. I'll look at him sometimes when he does something. I'll go, close the, and he'll go, loop. Exactly. Close the loop. And you know what your friends are going to want? Hey, you can't. I asked you to do such and such. Yeah, I did that. I sent you an email back on that. I talked to your mom about that. I finished. And they're going to go, man, that guy doesn't drop anything. That's one of the things I pride myself on. Anyway, circling back, closing the loop on Markle, not that we're going to ever close the loop on this chick. But she did this interview, and they're now dissecting it and saying she knew everything she was getting into. Her life is a lie. And everybody else is benefiting from the understanding of the fact that she's a liar. She claimed on Oprah Winfrey that she never thought what it would be like to marry a prince. But as it turned out, she blogged about dreaming of becoming a princess 7 years ago. Now, I've already told you guys, I looked at Meghan Markle when she was starting to complain and she became a royal and she was completely anti-conservative. And I looked at her. I said, let me just go back and do a little research on her. Because when I watched the show Suits, I liked her character. I thought it was a good character. So I went to research her, and everything I found out about this woman said gold digger, stair stepper. It reminded me of Bowfinger, the girl who first slept with the writer of the production, then she slept with the producer, then she finally sleeps with the owner. She stair-stepped her way to get the leading role in the production. It's a comedy, but comedy mimics life in Hollywood. Let me tell you, go watch Bowfinger, Eddie Murphy's movie, and think Weinstein. That's all you got to do. Hollywood isn't that original. They're telling you what's happening in their lives. So anyway, Markle has a boyfriend in college that everybody adored, according to, you know, most people. They go, oh, he's a great guy. You know, we thought they were going to be a real couple, blah, blah, blah. Nope, dumps him. goes to some athletes, become known, you know, for looking at athletes, and then eventually ends up in Hollywood, and who knows, probably met Weinstein, wink, wink, if you know what I mean. And next thing you know, she's got this great role on a great show. It used to be. I don't know if people watch it anymore. But that wasn't enough. It wasn't enough that she, and I think, I don't remember. I'm not trying to remember all of it, but here's what I'm getting at. The guy in college is the type of dude that most women would have went, this is a great relationship. Let me marry him. Nope, wasn't good enough. Went to the next guy. He made more money, had more prominence. Nope, didn't want to marry him. Went to the next guy. He made a crap load of money, had lots more prominence. She was exactly where she wanted to be. Could have chosen anybody. And she marries a prince. But she says, no, I had no idea. I had no idea. Then they find out, wait a minute, you blogged about it. You dreamed about becoming a princess. Little girls dream of being princesses. I, for one, was all about She-Ra, Princess of Power, wrote Markle in 2014, while commenting on the pomp surrounding Britain's Prince William and Kate Middleton's wedding 3 years earlier. For those of you unfamiliar with the 80s cartoon reference, She-Ra is the twin sister of He-Man and a sword-wielding royal rebel known for her strength. She's now no longer blogging, in case you weren't aware of that. We're definitely not talking about Cinderella here, said Markle, who married Prince Harry's William brother in May of 2019 or whatever. Grown women seem to retain this childhood fantasy. Just look at the pomp and circumstance surrounding the royal wedding and endless conversation about Princess Kate, Markle mused. She was following this family. She knew all about them. But she pretends, no, the queen, what exactly does she do? And who is it? What was his name? Harry? Look, I don't know how they met. I don't know what would make Harry cross the pond to follow some chick over in America when there's a lot of pretty women in Britain. I mean, I know they got to work on the teeth, but there are some beautiful women in Britain and all over the world, and he sees her. Let me put it a different way. I don't think whatever way he saw her was by accident. It would not shock me in the least if Markle somehow did a complete subliminal thing, like had a billboard outside of the Buckingham Palace somewhere where she was, you know, seen in suits or whatever, or did some ad campaigns over there. Who knows? But nothing would surprise me when it comes to Meghan Markle in this story. We got a lot more leftism to discuss today. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Get that right, boy. He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's the absolutist-ness of the party I am in that is such a turnoff to me. It's so f***ing elitist. You know, for something called progressive, it allows for zero progress. It's all or nothing. No steps toward all or f***ing nothing. Again, righteousness porn. And I've been thinking about this a lot, just in general. I don't know that I want to be associated with any party. I think I don't want to be associated with any party anymore. It comes with too much baggage. Every party. It comes with so much f***ing baggage that no ideas can be taken at face value. And without ideas, what are we? Without a common truth, how can we talk about it? You know, Republicans might hear an idea that they would totally agree with, but But if it comes from AOC, then they hate it. And of course, you know, to be honest, when I hear an idea that comes from a Republican, it's suspect to me. We all put too much on this stuff. We no longer are able to be a nation of ideas.
In case you're wondering who that was actress Sarah Silverman. Dyed-in-the-wool leftist. Down for the cause. Feminist, all of it. And you know what she's tired of? She's tired of what she called the absolutistness of her own people. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Absolutistness, meaning they know absolutely what's right and what's wrong. She says it's a turnoff. You want to know what Miss Silverman is missing? She's missing conversation. She's missing the ability to bounce ideas off of one another without having to go, oh, is that suspect or whatever? See, I don't know how you are. I don't have any suspects about listening to leftists. I don't believe you do either. I've already talked to you about the contradictions about them. They build up Cuomo as they tear down Trump. Who's the good guy and who's the bad guy? In reality, you want to know why they don't know who the bad guy is, that it really is Andrew Cuomo? Is because nobody refuses to, they refuse to look at him objectively. They are now. After the fact, after they've gotten rid of the boogeyman, the orange guy, well, now we can talk about it. Let's go get Cuomo. Look at what he did. As I said, there was a tweet of a friend of mine. He did. Cuomo is everything they said Trump was. He's worse than everything they accused Trump of being. And they're now starting to see it. Did you see it? Of course you did. You know a tyrant when you see one. You know a guy who has stepped on the necks of more people than you can imagine to get ahead. He has destroyed more people or threatened to. He ruled New York like a dictator. People were afraid to speak out. Even the women who finally came forward, what did it take for them to finally get the guts to do that? I'm just using him as an example. All the inconsistencies of this, it's so stark, it's hard to believe that they can't see it. What Silverman's telling you is the turnoff is you can't even bring it up. You have to be in fear, because if you leave it, you leave it for good. What does she call them? She said they're elitist. This is one of their own, one who thinks of herself as an elitist, because that's what Silverman has been doing. But see, there's an objective side to her. You want me to tell you what it is? She's a comedian. She observes the world for what it is. And she's now disgusted. She says, something called progressive allows for zero progress. It's all or nothing. No steps toward. You can't have a discussion or you get kicked out of the cool kids club. She called it righteousness porn, but what she should have called it is leftistness porn, because that's what it is. See, we will entertain anything these people have to say. What's funny, though, is she now says, I don't know that I want to be associated with any party. Well, what party is she associated with? She's associated with the Democrat Party. They wanted Biden. They wanted all this progressivism that they speak of. And she says, I don't know that I want to be associated with any party. It's too much baggage. Well, what party? We're not talking about, well, she was a Republican and she became a Democrat or whatever. She's never been associated with anything on the right. She admits anything a Republican brings up, I've been suspect about. Now she's having to rethink that. And she's saying, here's what she's really telling you, folks. I want you to pay attention. She's saying, I don't know that I can move over to that side either. But what she's saying is, I want to move. How many other leftists do you think or believe what she says? How many cocktail parties do you think these people have and they tell that they're saying this privately? They got their little cadre of friends and they're going, you know, I wouldn't say this publicly, but I promise you, it's a ton. It is a lot. I've talked about the contradictions and inconsistencies of leftism, folks. This is where we are. This is a woman who is telling you, she's crying out to her own people, why won't you let us just be ourselves? Why can't we be individuals? Why do we have to have all this intersectionality? Why do we have to say and do all the things according to you as if we are drones? And let me tell you, the American spirit feels that. I was golfing with a guy. His name is Song. He's a Chinese national. Well, he lives in America now. And he says to me, he says, Kevin, Chinese people love America. I said, well, I don't know that your government does. He goes, believe it or not, the government of China loves America. He goes, everything that's happening in China is a mimic of America. It's along the same lines as America. They don't know how to, he goes, they don't know how to make the transition, but they are following you. He goes, they've been watching you for 40 years, how you build cities, how you build, you know, economies and cultures and whatever else. He goes, they love you. Even the government, he goes, they may be trying to take you down in their ways, but they, he goes, believe it or not, they admire the American people. And I said, why is that? He says, because you have something they've never had. You have a group of people who really feel a love of America. He goes, and I said, so you're talking about the American spirit. And he looked at me and he smiled. He go, and I said, I've said this for years. You can't take that away. You can't. That's part of our DNA. I don't know if it is anymore because we've been given that stupid shot. The Wu flu is changing your DNA. But American DNA says, you know, I can do anything. I can be anything. And I told him, I said, I don't believe the Chinese people feel this way. And he looked at me like, yeah, you're right.
Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current situation at the southern border is difficult. That's what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says as the DHS is working to manage the wave of illegal immigrants and unaccompanied minors. Gila Bend, Arizona is about 80 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The mayor of Gila Bend, Chris Riggs, telling Fox News,
I live right, my backyard literally is the Sonora National Monument. I like to take walks out there, and I'm seeing the foot traffic come through here. I'm seeing drug mules like I've never seen before go through our desert. It needs to stop.
Five jurors still need to be seated for Derek Chauvin's trial. He's the former Minneapolis police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. Nine jurors have been seated so far, including two alternates. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An annual tradition in Boston is being tweaked due to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Boston Marathon says it will have room for 20,000 entrants when the pandemic-delayed race takes place on October 11th. That's down from the 30,000 runners who were registered for the 2020 edition of the race before it was canceled. The Boston Athletic Association says it trimmed the size of the field to allow for social distancing, especially at the start and finish lines. Last year was the first time in the race's 123-year history that it was canceled, having been first run in 1897. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Authorities in Texas said that at least eight illegal immigrants have died in a head-on collision in Valverde County, Texas, located near the U.S.-Mexico border following a high-speed chase. Officers with the Texas Department of Public Safety arrested the driver of the vehicle after he allegedly tried to run away following the crash. The crash happened Monday, 30 miles north of Del Rio, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson.
Majority of New York congressional delegation, both senators have called on Governor Cuomo to resign. You've said there should be zero tolerance for sexual harassment. Does that mean that Governor Cuomo should resign?
I said there's zero tolerance for sexual harassment, and we have taken measures in the House of Representatives, very strong measures in the House under leadership of Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California. What I said at the time that these revelations came forward, I said what these women have said must be treated with respect. They are credible and serious charges. And then I called for an investigation. I have confidence in the Attorney General of New York. She has called for expeditious investigation. And again, with all the respect in the world for what these women have come forth and said. In terms of, you're talking about New Yorkers now, in terms of generally speaking, people have to look inside themselves and say, and Governor Cuomo also, how affected is their leadership in leading the state under the circumstances that are there? But I do think that the women deserve to hear the results of these investigations, as does the governor.
Can he be an effective leader now?
No tolerance, and this is a subject very near and dear to my heart. This is no tolerance for sexual harassment. Let the world know that.
But you're not calling on him to resign right now?
I think we should see the results of the event, but he may decide. And there was, hopefully this result will be soon. And what I'm saying is the governor should look inside his heart. He loves New York to see if he can govern effectively.
That was a lot of gobbledygook. Is it gobbledygook or gobbledygoop of Nancy Pelosi skirting the issue of sexual harassment? Zero tolerance. He says, you've said you have zero tolerance for sexual harassment. We have taken measures in Congress, headed by Jackie Speier of California. You have to see the video to see how she says that. She's like, all proud. Jackie Speier of California. Like, we put a woman in charge of looking at sexual harassment. By the way, women sexually harass. They do. Conservative women listening to this program, y'all know what I'm talking about. Women, I've had women come up, slap my butt multiple times. And how could you blame them when you look at this butt? I'm looking at it now and it's got my attention. But being serious, women, in multiple instances, women have slapped my butt when I was coming of age. I mean, you know, I was at a club one time and a woman walked up to me, literally grabbed a handful. I needed to charge her. She grabbed a handful like, look at you. And I looked over at her like, what? Whoa. hey, you can't just milk the cow, you know. But I didn't file charges. I didn't call the NAACP on her. I just said, she ain't quite cute enough for me to respond. But yeah, this is life. We learn how to deal with this stuff by the time you're 18 years old. If you haven't learned how to deal with somebody grabbing your butt or whatever, shame on you. And look, I'm gonna admit it's different from a guy than a girl. I've seen men grab a woman's butt and get the crap slapped out of them. I'm talking about the dude. Women know how to handle this. I'm not saying it should happen, but I'm just saying they make it sound like, oh my God, sexual harassment. Women do it too. And if you just make sure it's very clear that it shouldn't be done on anybody's part. Jackie Spear, she's been put in charge of it. You know, she's a woman. She's a feminist. She hates men. She'll do it the right way. Anyway, he's asking about Cuomo. And what does she say? Oh, in Congress, we're doing something about it here. We've taken measures. Jackie Spear, she's making sure none of these old men here grab our butts. Don't worry, Nancy. Can't even get Pelosi's butt, much less try to grab it. She says, when these revelations came forward, credible and serious charges, you know, I wanted an investigation. Now, she's confident in the AG in New York. She says, the AG in New York, by the way, is a woman. Cuomo, this is not setting up well for him. And they said it'll be an expeditious investigation. But then what's funny is she catches herself and she says, you know what? I'm not being hard enough on this. I gotta do something else. So she says, no tolerance. As you know, this is near and dear to my heart. There should be no tolerance. And then her final warning is, well, should Cuomo resign? Is he going to be effective as a leader? This is what Stephanopoulos is asking, because he's trying to be a fair journalist and say, you know what? If it's been a Republican accused of this, I think you'd probably be handling this differently. Let me give you an opportunity, Nancy, to say the right thing here. And then she says, well, I think he should look into his heart. Let me ask you this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, particularly the Kevin Jackson Show. Would you believe that Nancy Pelosi would say to Governor DeSantis, if he was accused of all of these things, that he should look into his heart? Because I think Nancy Pelosi would have on steel-tipped boots with a razor on it and say, if you hold him, I'll kick him where the good Lord split him. That's what she'd be doing to DeSantis. I don't believe for one second that this is not a double standard. It is a complete double standard. And even though they're going after him, there will be no quarter. It's a double standard. I want you to understand, folks, politicos in New York have put their butts on the line to fight Cuomo. It started out with one guy, and Cuomo tried to intimidate him. He went public. That guy would never have gone public if he didn't have permission. I don't know what sanctioning board did it, but God bless them. Understand how big this is, folks. How big a coup is happening before your eyes against Cuomo. When you have this many people gunning for him, and they're now going public with it. They're now saying, you know what? We're throwing the gauntlet down. Get him. And that's where we are. I don't know how many people, you know, legislators in New York are coming forward, but it's now, I want you to understand how the politics of this works. It started out with a woman deciding to come forward. Then a legislator says he's a Gestapo. So we had two things working. We had the story about the nursing homes, and then we had this woman that came forward. Somebody gave the signal, issued the code red and said, go get him. This woman comes forward. This legislator comes forward. So now they got a two-pronged attack. Let's talk military strategy here for a bit. So they got a two-pronged attack. Cuomo comes out And he's like, well, you know, listen, this is not good. You know, this didn't happen. And we apologize. He tried to apologize away from killing the old people. And they go, no, no, no. You not only kill the old people, you profited from it. So now they got a third prong of attack. Profiteering. Capitalism. Look at what he did. Then his brother comes out, says, look, I'm going to try to remain neutral here because after all, it's my brother and they don't want me to cover the story. So he's in peril, too. Trust me, Chris Cuomo's in big trouble, too. If Big Brother goes down, Chris goes down. So they got a three-pronged attack. Then they said, you know what? Let's up the ante. So now they brought in the feds. They brought in Pelosi. She's coming in. She's being asked about it. The media is now jumped all over it. It's a five-pronged attack. Which means he's surrounded. You think anybody's going to come forward and stand up for Cuomo? He's a stand-up guy, I swear. He's an amazing guy. He's been an outstanding governor. No, because they already got that. He lied. He lied about killing old folks. People thought Janice Dean was crazy. How's she going to get traction for this story about the killing of old people? Somebody punched the button. Punched the old Cuomo's ticket and said, that's it. Biden said the investigation into sexual misconduct against Cuomo was underway and that the public should wait for the outcome. They asked him whether he thinks Cuomo should resign while he was coming off of another trip to Delaware, which is where he lives, because I think Soros actually lives in the White House. And he says, I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us. They've been pretty mum on the subject, but here's the point. The press is now taking it up to the highest level. And it isn't because they give a crap what Biden says. It's because they've been instructed to take it up to the highest level. Now they've got air cover. What are the odds? Does Cuomo make it? Does he last? I don't know. I think he's got some serious things going. And look, there's so many other things in the news that are technically eating up the news cycle, but this is still going. Another woman came forward. How many women are we up to? Do you guys know? I honestly don't know. I know it's at least six. How many more? What other pressures is he going to face?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next?
What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from BioTech.Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was having this discussion with some suburbanites,
white folks,
and we were talking about, it was me and a friend of mine, we were actually talking about George Floyd, and one of her friends had said that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and she said, you know, she needed to just jump in the midst here and protect black people, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it's insane. It's insane how misinformed these people are that want to get in the fight on behalf of black people. Now, see, back in the old days, when people got into the fight for, say, Rosa Parks, there was a reason to get into the battle for Rosa Parks, because Rosa Parks just wanted to sit in front of the bus. There was a seat available. I'll sit there. You can't sit there, colored woman. What do you mean? There's nobody else here. Who cares? It isn't even if there's a white person there, you can't sit there. If there's somebody sitting there, go find another seat. But I don't have to go to the back of the bus. And of course, we know what that means when somebody says, oh, you got sent to the back of the bus. Treat like a second class citizen. So there was a bus strike, the Montgomery bus strike, blah, 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 the whole thing. It was a civil rights issue, and it was. And I could go on. Those are legitimate issues. But when white folks today talk, well, you know, Kevin, I want to help the black man in this Michael Brown Jr. situation or this, you know, George Floyd or Eric Garner. And oh, you mean Negroes that were acting stupid and got themselves killed by police? So now Kaepernick is a hero because he's a thug worshiper. White folks, white women in suburbia are like, the straw that broke the camel's back was when the cops tried to arrest that thug, and then the thug got himself killed, and I need to step up and help black people. Not quite. So, you know, look, I don't know how much you guys want to cover about these various criminals. We did a whole thing on them because I wanted to just really get down to the nitty-gritty. And so I looked at all these people who had been killed by cops that people were talking about, whether it was Randy Moss during the Super Bowl, and during his, not Super Bowl, his Hall of Fame induction, or it was Mark Lamont Hill arguing about, you know, so-and-so, this person, because they named the same five or six black people that were killed over the decades. And so I gathered up the list of the most heinous black killings, etc., and I had my researcher, I want you to look at what crimes that they committed prior. How did they get on a police radar? Did the police just go, you know what, that's a clean-cut looking black guy right there, I'm going to ruin his life? Or a clean-cut black woman? What were the circumstances? How did they encounter these black folks? And it's revealing. I should probably do a book just about that. That says, here, all this, we burned things down. We've done billions of dollars in damage under the guise of Black Lives Matter. We, and I'm not saying we, I'm just saying the country. Let's just make it regional. So it's Black Lives Matter, or who it is. Let's focus on who it is. Has killed police, put bounties on police, has produced this anti-cop culture. And when you look at the actual examples in the raw data, let me tell you what it ends up being. It's thug worship. And so when I told my friend, hey, you know, because she got a note from a friend of hers, I said, your friend suffers from thug worship. And we in the black community, we sell it. You know, Snoop Dogg is a thug, a dude who killed people, a former Crip, I believe. And L.A. Crip, this guy is now canonized. You say Snoop, oh, Snoop, man, everybody wants to be down with Snoop. Martha Stewart wants to be down with Snoop. Now, don't misunderstand me. Maybe he's changed. I don't think he's walking around wanting to kill people. He's probably got a completely different perspective on life now that he's made it. Spike Lee had a song called Cop Killer. He's on TVs and commercials lying, talking about he's got some kind of protection for his car, you know, using some shield, you know, like, I have this kind of insurance. If my car breaks down, man, I call so-and-so. No, he doesn't. It's funny to me that even just using common sense, you use Ice-T to say when his ride breaks down, he uses that group to fix it. That's just patently a lie. He should be sued for that lie. His cars are much nicer, and he flies in mechanics to fix his cars. These people, anyway, I'm digressing. The point is, it's thug worship. Tupac, Biggie, whatever, all the, you know, and again, I don't care. People that have made their transitions or whatever, but people that were beefing, they want to go to bars and get into fights. You name it. Look at the football players. People worship these guys. The domestic violence, all the things that happen with football players is geometrically worse than the general public. Why? Because it's a sport that's dominated by young men who have no idea how to manage their emotions. So, you know, but we, man, we want to see these gladiators get into the pit and hit each other, you know, and destroy each other. Forget about the ramifications. And so we make heroes out of him. We made heroes out of a thug. Kaepernick is nothing but a guy who wanted his cake and to eat it too. He wanted a contract. If he had gotten a good contract in the NFL, you would have never heard of the kneeling and all that. It would have never happened. Now he's starting I think they're calling it S-PAC or something. They're going to start that. Because he's going to raise money to make you aware of what? The lies? The lies that cops are out killing black people and black people are killed more than anybody. All this other stuff. They're all lies. They can't even manipulate the data. Yeah, let me just say how bad the lies are. They can't even manipulate the data to make it look like anything reasonable. The only thing they can try to tie into is the emotion. And that's what this white chick that has no knowledge of what goes on in a black community. I mean, zero. She doesn't even watch it on TV. She's never seen Oz. You know, she's never seen any of these shows that depict it. But she's down for the cause. And it was the George Floyd thing that did it. The George Floyd thing, that was what did it. When that white cop that had his knee on George Floyd's neck, huh? Please. Cops have been putting their knees on people's necks for decades. Oh, and here's the dirty little secret. Rightfully so. Stop moving. Don't resist. You know how you keep a knee off your neck? Don't resist. It's that simple. You know the people, the millions of people who are arrested every year for whatever reason, a traffic ticket or heinous crimes. You want to know how they don't get knees to their necks? They don't resist. George Floyd, and before him, who were they talking about? It was the two cops in Atlanta who tried to arrest a dude who was drunk and a host of other things. Then he tries to steal their taser or their guns. They were both fighting with this guy. They finally have to shoot him. And people are outraged. Black people. And of course, the bleeding heart leftists like this white chick in the suburbs. Thug worship. The same people that want to marry the dude that's in prison are the people that go, that was all that it took for me. And next thing you know, I was throwing my panties on stage at him. Okay, they don't do that. But for the most part, metaphorically, they do. Many of these women want to marry him. They want to marry serial killers. There's a show. Now, what's it called? The people get out of jail. They have a romance in prison. And then they get out and they chronicle their lives after the fact. Well, let me save you the suspense. You marry a criminal, you're going to end up with a life you don't want. There's a reason why your parents tell you, find somebody of good character. And here's the dirty little thing that goes unsaid. But, I mean, you know, your parents will tell you this. Let's meet their parents. I used to think, why do white people always want to meet your parents? I get it now. I understand why they want to meet your parents. Anyway, they're talking about Tucker Carlson being fired because he dares say the truth about George Floyd. And he might get fired. I don't know if it's true. It was a passing headline that said whoever the sons are that own Fox turned over Leland and whatever, the Murdochs or whatever, they may fire Tucker over this. So don't be surprised if you see Tucker Carlson doing a mea culpa, you know, saying, you know, the words that I said about George Floyd, maybe I shouldn't have said it. We'll know more soon.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.